Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Strength and Health Podcast. I'm Scott Shetler. In this episode, I want to talk about the relationship of sets and reps in training. I actually get this question quite a bit from a lot of my clients, why we do a certain number of sets or reps for different exercises. And I want to talk a little bit more in depth about that and why I do the things that I do and the things that I've learned in regard to sets and reps and total workout volume. So when determining sets and reps, the first thing that we look at is what method of strength that we're utilizing. If you read Zatziorski's book, The Science and Practice of Strength Training, and if you're familiar with the work of Louis Simmons, who's a big mentor of mine and where I've learned a lot of my training, strength training information from, in the book, Zatziorski talks about the three methods of developing muscle tension: the maximal effort method, the dynamic effort method, the repeated effort method. And then under the repeated effort method, he also talks about the submaximal effort method. Louis Simmons utilizes these a lot in the development of his programming referred to as the conjugate method that he utilizes at Westside Barbell, and he's 100% responsible for bringing this information into the strength and conditioning arena as far as I'm concerned. So I always want to mention that. But when we're using these different methods, this will determine the number of sets and reps and things that we use. One of the things that came from a lot of the Russian research and the Soviet manuals that Louis talks about extensively when developing the volume for strength training workouts, he refers to Prilipin's chart. A.S. Prilipin was a weightlifting coach, and he came up with this chart of training percentages as well as the number of sets and reps, the optimal ranges, and then the total ranges for the different percentages that you work at. So if we look at Prilipin's chart, if we're training in the range of 55 to 65% of a one repetition max, the number of reps and sets is 3 to 6, with the total range of, the number of reps per set is 3 to 6 per set, with the total range of reps being 18 to 30 reps. And Prilipin states that the optimal number for 55 to 65% is 24 total reps. All right, and that's utilizing 3 to 6 reps per set. When we're at 70 to 80%, still in the 3 to 6 repetitions per set range, with the total range of reps per workout being 12 to 24 and the optimal number being 18. And then when we're training at 80 to 90%, the reps per set drops down to 2 to 4 repetitions per set, with the total range being 10 to 20 reps per workout, with the optimal number being 15. And then when we're at 90% or above, the reps per set drops down to 1 to 2, with the total range of repetitions per workout being 4 to 10 and the optimal number being 7. So that's just an overview of Prilipin's chart, which is great for helping you determine the number of reps per set as well as the total range of reps that you want to work per workout, as well as paying attention to the optimal number that Prilipin states at each given percentage. So that's really important to keep in mind when developing your strength training workout, that it's important to monitor and track your volume so that you're training optimally, that you're not doing too much and that you're doing enough. It's very easy to it's just as easy to undertrain as it is overtrain, in my opinion. So keeping that in mind, if we talk about the relationship of repetitions, this is just very general, but when we talk about number of reps, typically repetitions per set, 1 to 5 reps is the best for maximal strength development and strength endurance development. All right, so 1 to 5 reps per set, and the higher up you go, the lower reps that you go as we get closer to 1, the singles, the importance of the singles, they teach you how to strain under maximal loads. So when you're lifting in excess of 90% or greater, the ones teach you how to strain under a heavy weight to make the weight. And this is why I feel incorporating singles, particularly if you're a strength athlete, is very important, because you need to learn how to strain under a maximal load at some point in time. And just doing rep sets, say like doing 5s or doing 8s, and then just using a 1 rep max calculator to figure out where your 1 rep max is, that's not the best approach. Because if you're gonna lift in some sort of strength competition like powerlifting, you need to strain. You need to learn how to strain and to keep pushing on a weight until you make it. And that you just don't get through doing multiple rep sets all the time. And the multiple rep sets are great for strength building, but at some point in time, you need to lift maximal and near maximal loads so that you know what it's like to strain under that load. So generally speaking, 1 to 5 reps is the best range for maximal strength development. 4 to 6 reps is a great range to get both strength. It gives you the best balance between strength and the muscle building hypertrophy. You often hear a lot about the 5 rep set, and a lot of people like the 5s because that's the best balance between the maximal strength as well as the hypertrophy. And that's why a lot of programs are built on the 5s. And 5s are great when you're training in that range. You know, when we were talking about Prilipin's chart a minute ago, when you're training at in percentages between, say, 55 and 80, maybe 85%, he often recommends 3 to 6 reps per set. So 5s fit the bill really nicely when you're talking about, you know, doing that strength work in the 70 to 80% range, which is where a lot of people hang out for their volume, is that percentage, 70 to 80% of a 1 rep max, because when you're working around 80%, the load is heavy enough to elicit a strength building response, but it's also light enough that we don't see a technical breakdown in form. So it allows you to perfect form while lifting a sufficiently heavy load to build strength. So that's why a lot of strength athletes' volume tends to fall right around 80%. So the four to six range is the best balance between the maximal strength as well as hypertrophy, the muscle building sets. And then if we move up into the hypertrophy range or the bodybuilding range where we're solely focused on building muscle mass, 6 to 15 is a really good range there. And that is quite a range, but you know, we'll typically say 6 to 8 if you're trying to push heavier weights while still getting muscle building response or hypertrophy response. And then, you know, the 10 to 15 range is a little bit more for the repeated effort method, you know, where you're maybe working a total failure, or you're, you know, trying to flush the muscle with a lot of blood, you know, trying to get the pump that's often talked about. But 6 to 15 is typically the range that we see when hypertrophy or muscle building is the goal. Then if we go up from there, the 12 to 20 range is usually looked at as a range of repetitions when we're focused on building muscular endurance. All right, so if you're an endurance athlete or you're trying to improve the muscular endurance capacities, this is a great range to work in. This is a range that I'll use with a lot of my combative athletes who need muscular endurance in particular, is that 12 to 20 repetition range. And then when we talk about very high reps, we're usually talking about 30 to 50 plus per set. This is a range that we use when we're focused on building joint integrity. And this is usually done with very light weights, or as we like to do here, with bands. When we're trying to improve the integrity of the joints, we're trying to do some training to help strengthen up the connective tissues, the tendons and the ligaments and such. We usually go very high reps, 30 to 50 plus. And the total volume there, we try to shoot for between 100 and 300 reps, usually done at the end of the set when we're trying to get a little bit of joint work. And this is usually for single joint exercises where we're targeting areas that are susceptible to injury, things like the elbows, the shoulders, you know, the hips and the knees. We'll typically implement these very high rep sets. And I think it's important to mention for the very high rep work that we do with the lightweights or bands, we don't want to focus on the eccentric phase. When you're trying to build muscle, you often see recommendations of a slow eccentric phase or where you're yielding to the weight, because that's usually where most of the muscle damage occurs. And when you're trying to build muscle, that's very important. When we're trying to improve joint integrity, we're just trying to get blood flow into the joint. So we usually use a quicker, more controlled repetition with less focus on the eccentric phase of the movement. So those are the ranges. Like I said, the 1s to 5s are the best for maximal strength development. 4 to 6 is a great range for balance between both strength and getting into the muscle hypertrophy or the muscle building ranges. 6 to 15 is great when we're just talking about muscle building or hypertrophy. 12 to 20 typically utilized for muscular endurance, and then very high reps, 30 to 50 plus, when we're talking about joint integrity. Again, this is just a very general overview, and training always needs to be directed toward the individual. But I think this is a really good overview on numbers of reps and what they're mostly utilized for. Moving on from the reps, I think it's important to talk about sets in total volume, because this is what this is where we get the bulk of the training effect. Obviously, if we just came in and we did one set of three, maybe a three rep max or something like that, there might be a little bit of a maximal strength gain there or near maximal strength gain, but there's no volume there. So we're not going to get much out of that when it comes to muscle building or building strength. So we control the total volume by the number of sets. And when we're speaking of the total volume of a workout, we're typically talking about the sets that count, usually anything over about 55 or 60% of a one repetition max, multiplied by the number of reps and the total weight used. So for instance, if you used 100 pounds for two sets of five, you would multiply 2 × 5 × 100, and that would be your total volume, which I think, if my math is correct, would be right around 1,000 pounds. All right, so this is how you track your training loads. And in order to get stronger, that training load per workout has to go up. You know, if you go from squatting 200 pounds to 400 pounds, the training volume has to rise accordingly. And then you have to maintain that volume to maintain that 400 pound squat. If you start backing off on the total training volume, you're going to see a reduction in your maximal strength. So as you get stronger, you have to do more work. So generally speaking, though, the lower the reps, the higher the sets. So if we're doing sets of 3 to 5, we're going to do more sets to keep that volume up. Whereas if we're doing sets of, say, 15 to 20, if we're going for muscular endurance work, then we're probably going to do fewer sets. We might do 1 to 2 or even 3 sets. So, and the total volume is very important when we're talking about our workout goal or the outcome of the workout. And generally speaking, the lower the rep sets, or excuse me, the lower the reps per set, the higher number of sets that we do. All right. So, Keeping in mind, you know, when we talked about Prilipin's chart or Prilipin's table a little bit earlier in the podcast, that can help you determine, you know, based on what your training goal and the percents that you're working with, how many reps per set you should implement, and then the total number of reps per workout, and then that will help you determine how many sets that you're going to do. For instance, if I'm working in the 70 to 80% range, you know, my optimal number is going to be somewhere around 18 reps. So if I'm doing 3 to 6 reps per set, you know, that could be 3 sets of 6 would get me to my optimal range of 18, or my optimal number of 18. I can do 6 sets of 3. So you can plug and play based on the percentage, you know, that you're working at and what your desired outcome is. But by adhering to that table, that's going to ensure that you're using the appropriate volume to elicit the type of response that you're looking for, whether it's strength, power, muscular endurance, maximal strength, and so on. So the total number of sets and the volume is very important, and that's just related to the outcome that you're trying to seek from the workout. So in general, you know, when we're talking about how we implement sets and reps in the training protocol, when I'm doing an exercise that we're using for strength, and these are your big compound exercises. So these are your squats, your deadlifts, your overhead presses, your bench presses, barbell rows, just the big multi-joint compound exercises where strength is the goal. I typically work lower repetitions and more sets. Okay. So I might be, you know, doing something in that 3 to 5 rep range for 3 to 5 sets when we're talking about building strength. And we're going to be lifting, you know, somewhere in the ballpark of 80%, you know, maybe 75 to 85% is typically the range that I'm going to hit for those. All right. So if we're talking about the accessory work that we use after doing those primary compound exercises, then I'm going to increase the number of reps per set. So with that, we're going to implement the repeated effort method, and there I'm going to be working more toward muscular failure because we're utilizing that method to build muscle. So those would be exercises, mostly single joint exercises that we follow up the primary exercises with. So for instance, if we're doing a bench press, we might pick a variation of the bench press and work up to a one rep max and track that personal record in the gym. And then we might do some down sets. So say we do a floor press, all right, and we work up to, and say my lifter's max on it is 250 pounds. We might try to break that max by 5 pounds and establish a new record. So they might work up in singles to 255 pounds. They get that 5 pound record. And then we might reduce the volume down to about reduce the intensity down to about 80% of that. And then we might do, you know, some down sets, maybe 3 to 5 sets of 3 to 5 reps for the purpose of strength building and increasing the volume at that exercise. Then after the floor press, we're going to move on to the smaller muscles that contribute to the bench press, which would be muscles like the lats and upper back, the shoulders, the triceps. And there we're going to implement higher repetition sets using the repeated effort method, where we're going to work to a muscular failure or very near muscular failure for multiple sets. So we might do 3 sets of 8. We might do 8 sets of 8. You know, we might do 10 sets of 5. We might do 10 sets of 10. It just really depends. And this is where it depends on the individual that you're training and their work capacity. The more conditioned the individual, the higher volumes they can tolerate. So that's why you can't just use a blanket statement like do 3 sets of 8 to 10 after doing your primary exercise. That may work for somebody, it may not work for somebody else. It all depends on the individual. So people with higher work capacities can usually tolerate higher volumes. But to give you an idea, you know, when we're talking about the muscle building work, we usually see somewhere around maybe 60 to 100 total reps, maybe 50 to 100 total reps per exercise for those smaller single joint exercises. And you can generally push higher volumes because those single joint exercises, since you're only working, you know, one primary muscle group, it's a little bit more isolation work there. The smaller muscle groups tend to recover a lot faster than when you're doing the bigger, heavier weight compound exercises, because there's not as much CNS stimulus. There's not as much stress on the nervous system, like when you do a heavy set of squats or a heavy set of deadlifts, doing leg curls or you know, doing some calf raises or some back extensions. It's not as stressful to the nervous system, which is why we usually can push to higher volumes on those assistant exercises. So for the most part, when we're looking at how we, like I said, how I utilize these rep ranges, the bigger exercises, the more compound, meaning multiple joints utilized in a lift. So things like your presses, your squats, your deadlifts, your pulls, we're typically going to work more sets at lower reps. Like I said, I love that range of 3 to 5 sets by 3 to 5 reps, you know, depending on the loading used. And we're keeping the percentage right around 80% of a 1 rep max, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little bit less, but it varies week to week, because we want to make sure that we're preventing the accommodation to the exercise. But for the most part, for the larger compound multi-joint exercises, we're doing more sets and lower reps, with the goal of building strength utilizing the submaximal effort method. So we're not working a failure on those. And then when we get after the primary exercise, when we move on to the single joint exercises, then we're going to push the volume a lot higher. We're going to use lighter loads, but we're going to implement the repeated effort method, where we're working more toward muscular failure or near muscular failure. And then we're typically, most of the time, I usually see repetitions 6 to 8 at the lower end, up to about 12 to 15 at the higher end, and usually about 3 to 4 sets, keeping the total load somewhere around 50 or 60 total reps up to about 100 total reps. And I said that, again, that really comes down to the individual's work capacity, but that's a really good general overview of how we use these repetition ranges for building strength and building muscle here at the gym. And like I said, it will get a lot deeper into that, but I just wanted to give you a good general overview, because I get a lot of questions about this, particularly from some of my clients. So hopefully this helps you out. But the more specific we get with the individual, you know, the more variety there is in the training program. But this is a really good starting point, and hopefully it gives you a good idea on what the number of repetitions are used for when you're talking about the goal of the training, and then how to manipulate the sets and reps and the total volume based on the type of strength that you're trying to build, whether it's strength or whether it's muscle hypertrophy and so on and so forth. And that doesn't even get into the explosive strength and the power training and, you know, the rate of force development work that we do and things like that. But for most people who are just looking to build strength and muscle, this is a good overview on how the number of reps contribute to that goal, as well as the sets and the total volume. So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. If you've got any questions or comments, shoot me an email at scott@eptsgym.com. If you've got suggestions for future episode topics, you can email those to me as well, and I'll definitely, you know, get those done. Like I said, I'm trying to get back on track here doing a podcast episode a week. So the more content you get to me, the easier it'll be to pump these out. But hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully it'll allow you to get a better understanding on why we do the things that we do here in the gym, as far as the different strength and muscle mass building goals that we have as far as our training goes. Hopefully it'll allow you to look at your training a little bit more critically and maybe make some adjustments to keep that volume progressing put in the right direction toward the goals that you're trying to accomplish with your training. And, you know, it's really important to make sure that you have a plan and have an overview of your training plan, because without that, without having a goal that you're trying to work toward, you're just kind of shooting in the dark, you know? So by having a goal, you know how to implement, not that you have this knowledge as far as what the sets and the reps do and how they're utilized to accomplish these goals. It'll be a lot easier for you to say, I need to do this for my bench press, this for my accessory work, or this for my squat, this for my accessory work, to make sure that you're keeping the loads appropriate to your strength level. And ultimately, the stronger you get, the more work you have to do to maintain and continue to build that strength. So it all comes down to sets and reps. These are the variables, sets and reps and intensities. These are the variables that need to be taken into consideration when building your training program. And, without that knowledge, like I said, you're just shooting in the dark. Your training volume is going to be all over the place, and you're probably not going to make progress, you know, in regards to strength or muscle building. So again, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Hopefully it gave you some more things to think about as far as your training goes. And until next time, stay strong and stay healthy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.